Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The impact of Vladimir Putin's unjustified and brutal war against Ukraine has caused repercussions that resonate far beyond Ukraine's borders. One of the results of the Russian Federation's attacks on clearly non-military targets is the displacement of much of Ukraine's civilian population. The magnitude and speed of the displacement that we've seen from Ukraine has required a swift and significant and coordinated international response, said a senior U.S. administration official. On April 3rd, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, visited Moldova, a destination for many Ukrainian refugees and a transit country for many others. The focus of Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield's trip was recognizing Moldova's exemplary efforts to assist refugees coming from Ukraine and to help provide humanitarian assistance. The flow of refugees will most likely increase as Russia continues to escalate its attacks in southern Ukraine and advances toward the Black Sea port of Odessa. If that is the case, the humanitarian fallout will most directly impact the countries on Ukraine's southwestern border, Moldova and Romania, said the senior U.S. official. Already these countries have welcomed 1 million people displaced by Putin's war, roughly one quarter of the total refugees, which recently topped 4 million, according to the UN. Moldova now hosts about 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. During her visit, Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield announced an additional $50 million in assistance to help the government of Moldova and its people cope with the impact of Russia's brutal war on Ukraine. This is in addition to $30 million in humanitarian assistance the United States has provided for response efforts in Moldova since February 24th. The Moldovan people have come together to embrace Ukrainian refugees, most of them women and children, who have been forced to leave behind everything they have and people they love to flee to safety, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield at a joint press conference with Moldovan Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilița in Chișinău. Your hospitality and generosity are now known across the world. In all your efforts, you have a committed partner in the United States.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.